Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the year ahead for 2023. First, we're going to break down the numerology and the energy for the collective for 2023. And of course, remember, we are all a part of the collective, so we will in some way, shape, or form feel this energy and have to work with it in some way. So it is relevant. So I highly recommend listening to the intro to that portion. Then we will break it down into each individual life path number, and we will take a look at the energies that life path energy will be working with. So again, if you're a life path one, you may have a different cycle or an additional cycle that you're working through in addition to that of the collective. So if that makes sense. So we're going to break it down for the collective, and then we're going to break it down for each individual life path number for 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, this is a great time for your year ahead forecast. We'll take a look at your own personal year ahead cycle, your personal year ahead cycle, as well as your numerology and the transits and the cycles that you have coming up for 2023. And we will break that down to give you greater insight in what you could be personally be potentially working with for the year ahead. Of course, it's always a great time for, to get your numerology report run, to have a reading or a coaching session. So if you would like to work with me in any of those capacities, book some time with me. I would love to take a look and to work with you in that way. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this. So I cannot believe, I feel like I say this every year around this time, but I can't believe it's almost a new year. But here we are in the closing phases of this sixth universal cycle of 2022, about to embark on another new adventure as we navigate through the seven universal cycle of 2023. So I think 2023 is going to be sort of a mixed bag. And I say that because the energies of the seven are very nuanced, right? But they can be very polarizing as well and divisive when in a shadow or within their extremes. So we could say that, we could say that about all the energies really, but the seven can either use the sum of all of its parts to build a bridge, or it can burn that bridge down pretty quickly. So as always, it's what we choose to do with the energy that ultimately makes the difference. I say that all the time. But it'll be interesting to see how collectively we choose to work with this vibration, because this can be a very intense, beautiful vibration to work with, but it certainly has its extremes, again, just like with any energy. But the seven is unique. So basically, the energy of the seven has two very distinct sides to itself: a very practical, pragmatic, logical, physical, investigative, like truth-seeking, knowledgeable, and fact-checking side, which can at times sort of lack trust in the unseen and within itself. It has this sort of energy of seeing is believing and discounting everything else, or not even entertaining anything outside of the seeing is believing belief system. This side of the seven is very much in the body, so to speak, and it can be very like hypercritical of itself and of others until it is able to prove its own point or find the quote unquote truth, right? And as we know, there are some truths that, always sort of give the same result, but then there's also like personal truths, and there's truths that, that are based on belief systems, which are constantly changing. So you can see how that extreme could lead to sort of clinging to an illusion that is not real. So then the other side of the seven energy is very much the opposite. It is very ethereal. It's head in the clouds, very spiritual, very psychic. Seven energy is the most psychic energy in numerology. Now, I would say we all have that, you know, we all have that, those abilities, right? But the seven is almost just sort of already tapped into that. It's just what they choose to do with that energy, right? Or that gift. So anyway, it's a very psychic, very sort of playing in the realms of the unseen, seeing beyond the illusions and the limitations of the 3D reality, and embracing the more sort of intuitive, heart-focused side of life. So where the more physical, brain-powered side of the seven is much more grounded, this other side of the seven prefers its wings over shoes and is very much driven by feeling and inner knowing. So both sides of the seven are very much needed and are beautiful in their own ways, right? However, one side without the other causes division, causes lack of trust, causes rigidity or aloofness, over-attachment or over-detachment. So too many roots or too big of wings and no roots. The vibration of the seven is off balance when it isn't bridging these two very important sides of itself and finding its own balance between the two. So you could look at the vibration of the seven as the ultimate when it comes to the union or the merging of the masculine physical energy and the more ethereal spiritual feminine energy. And again, when I speak, I'm going to be talking about feminine masculine energy as we move through this forecast. And I'm not talking about gender. So I just want to get that out of the way. I know if you listen to my channel that you know the masculine, we all have masculine feminine energies from within. There are masculine feminine energies within everything. And so that's what I'm speaking to. I'm speaking to the energy when I talk about that. So just as a precursor. Okay, so the seven is the bridge, or is meant to be the bridge that balances these vibrations, right? So when that bridge is missing, we see imbalance, we see divisiveness, we see extremes of these energies. So one more dominant than the other and sort of out of control. So on a high level, we can view 2023 as a pivotal year when it comes to the collective balancing of the masculine and the feminine energies. 2023 has the potential to be the bridge or the building of that bridge, sort of commencing, right? And so we can see if we look at the current state of things and the state of things over the last thousands of years, it's definitely been more masculine energy dominated, right, to an extreme. And so the last few years, especially, we see this rising of the divine feminine energy. There's a long ways for that energy to go to meet the masculine. And really, it's this energy or this sort of balancing act where the masculine energy needs to be brought down a little bit, right, as the feminine rises. And so again, 2023 has the potentiality to be sort of, again, the commencing of building that bridge, of allowing and supporting that feminine energy collectively to rise. And sort of balancing out that more masculine energy. We'll see, right? Because it's always, again, what sort of the collective consciousness, which is humans and, you know, the living beings, right? Like what we choose to do with this energy. And really, I'm looking at you humans, at us. I'm human also. And so, but yeah, so as with anything, we rarely see sort of true progress or solutions without there first being some kind of like breaking point where things have to get worse before they get better. And again, you know, it's like if there's too much light, there needs to be some darkness. If there's too much darkness, the light comes in. And so it's like, again, it's like this balancing. But in order to do that balancing, to find that happy medium, there has to be some level of chaos. That's just sort of the way it works, right? There has to be that, like that boiling point, that breaking point, to realize where it is that adjustments need to be made. So we have definitely seen this over the last few years. And I think 2023 will sort of be a continuation of that chaos. But I also think 2023 has the potential with this energy to bring to light hidden truths and monumental solutions that we haven't seen before and that help to shift the collective consciousness, sort of moving us closer towards that merging of the masculine and feminine energies, right? And so we will continue, more than likely, to see the feminine energies continue to rise under this seven energy to meet those masculine energies. So I think we have the potential to make great strides in that direction, right, of that balancing. I think that this is a potentially a year for awareness, for understanding again where it is specifically that we really need to start making some major adjustments and what that looks like, and then coming up with those solutions. And so again, I don't think that everything's going to come to fruition. I don't think much is going to come to fruition under this energy, but it's the commencing of building that bridge, the building the container to support the feminine energy to rise to meet the masculine and to merge. So generally speaking, we could see a greater focus on health and well-being, advancements in medicine and cures for hard-to-treat illnesses, because seven energy is also, again, it's very physical. It can be very physical. It can be very in the body. And so focus comes to the body and holistic health. And this, of course, would allow for greater longevity and greater quality of life. Holistic health can become even more of a focus, including a greater emphasis on how to manage emotions in a healthy, constructive way, and how to harness all of that powerful energy and channel it into something useful. So emotions are typically thought of as very feminine energy. How we express those emotions is can be very masculine, right? Because it's action, right? So there can be, under this seven energy, a more focus on emotions and how we use those emotions and how we express them and all of those things, right? Like more of an emphasis on this. Because we have been sort of conditioned to suppress that charged energy, which, as we know, it will eventually find its way out in very unpredictable ways. So that can, of course, be very destructive. So there could be more of a focus this year on tools and resources to help all humans sort of find their own best way to express that energy in a positive, constructive way. Also with this seven energy, we could see a lot of truth coming to the surface unexpectedly. So secrets being revealed, information that can be sort of, that can't be ignored anymore, that has the potential to create major shifts in perception and understanding, as well as shifts in action and outcomes. So seven isn't energy that sits back and sort of like accepts the status quo at face value without doing a bit of its own digging beyond the surface layer. So if you tell a seven that the sky is blue, they want to know why. Right? It's like they may believe that, because they can see it, but they want to know why. They want to know the sort of intricacies. They want to know the hidden details. So we could see this kind of sort of collective investigative work take place this year, where more and more people sort of refuse to just believe whatever they're told by people in quote unquote roles of authority. So does someone or an entity know what's best for you? Maybe. Maybe not, but the seven will do the work to understand as much as possible before they commit to whatever they're being told to commit to. So this energy sort of encourages us to think for ourselves under every circumstance. Now that can be, you know, you can take that to the extreme, obviously, but it definitely, this energy promotes that thinking for yourself, doing the work yourself, coming to your own conclusions based on the information presented to you, as well as your own inner knowing. The nature of the seven is to be highly sensitive and spiritual, psychic, and intuitive. So it's very, very possible that this year we could see, this could be a great year for all things metaphysical to finally come on stage and to take a bow, right? We could see things such as astrology, numerology, psychics and mediums, and other metaphysical sciences and divination tools find its rightful seat at the table, sort of garnering much needed and deserved respect, or at least we may get sort of an invite to the party, right? Even if our seat still isn't reserved just yet. We may not get the public recognition and approval that we deserve just yet, but we could definitely see an uptick in people becoming more sort of drawn to this side of themselves and recognizing the value in not only these services from others, but in growing their own personal gifts in a much deeper way. So we could also see sort of some religions that are more controlling and more sort of prescriptive or, just more like punitive in nature come under fire under this energy for perhaps unethical behavior or corrupt behaviors. So that may come into the spotlight this year. Because remember, the seven energy is the truth seeker. It's the one who's going to dig deeper and sort of excavate anything hidden to bring it to the surface to be reviewed. And that doesn't just have to be religions. I mentioned traditional religions, even spirituality. There's corruption. There's all of these things in anything where humans have their hands in it, right? Like anywhere that the ego is involved, there is corruption, right? And so but there's really this sort of more like spiritual, religious, sort of, again, psychic, intuitive nature to the seven that's more like philosophical and that sort of thing. So it's really, I think, going to be an emphasis on those areas this year, bringing things to light and bringing to the forefront these tools, the more metaphysical side of things, bringing it to the spotlight, giving us a seat at the table that is much deserved and is, has been a long time coming. And we can already sort of see this happening. I was watching, I follow Molly McCord, who is an astrologer. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are very familiar with her. And she recently, I can't remember the event that she was at, but it was with all of these speakers who, are like authors and like are healers and spiritual teachers and spiritual gurus and all these things, right? And she was invited to that event and spoke about astrology. And I was so impressed by that. Molly is impressive on her own, but I was so impressed by that because that's what I'm talking about when I say it's like astrology, numerology, like psychics and mediums coming to the table, right? And being an active participant in these sort of mainstream events that normally we wouldn't get an invite to necessarily, right? We don't necessarily see that. And so I was really excited to see that. And I hope that that's sort of an indicator of what's to come because I could go on and on. But anyway, so I do think under this seven energy, we're going to see more and more of that come to light. And I also think that, again, more and more people will start to sort of investigate and explore that side of themselves. So at the core of this universal vibration, the energy will be working towards bridging the seen with the unseen, the physical with the metaphysical, the heart and the brain, the masculine energy with the feminine energy. So this won't all happen this year, right? Little by little, things will be sort of finalized. Like, you know what I mean? They'll come to fruition, solutions will be found. But I don't think that we're going to see that necessarily happen this year. This is like the jumping off point, I think. This is the time for the exploration and the planning, right? There is the potential for many seeds to be planted this year, and those seeds will be ready to harvest in the coming years. So this is like the preparation phase. This is where we start to get the insights and the downloads and all of that, and then start to plan. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at your individual life path number now to see what you're working with for 2023. life path number two. So I pulled an animal spirit message for you all for 2023, and you got Black Swan. This is very beautiful energy. And so there is the potential that some of you have gone through some endings, maybe some relationships have come to a close, something like that. It's sort of like this, where it's possible that you're going through some kind of spiritual awakening or something like that, or this could be the year for that. But it's almost like this energy of like, sort of like dark night of the soul kind of energy, where it's like brings about this very emotive energy. It's very tied to like the lunar cycles and to the moon and emotions. And so there's something here around your shadow self going deeper, going like a swan will dive down to the depths of the pond to get the nutrients, right? And so there's something here about taking a deep dive this year into your shadow self, into the dark side of who you are, of, you know, your essence, and figuring out like, you know, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, what needs to be healed, what needs to be transmuted, what needs to stay. Because, you know, we live in a universe of polarities. We're not meant to get rid of, you know, everything dark within us. If anything, that assists us in shining our light even brighter. And so this could be a year for you all with Black Swan coming through that's asking you to honor that your dark side, right? Like honor the things that make you unique, and find ways to channel that energy into something constructive as opposed to destructive, right? So it's very possible that you could have a year of self-reflection, of contemplation, of certain things ending that may have been toxic, but that will force you to look at how you were showing up to that toxic relationship or behavior or whatever, and how you were contributing, and where is it that you want to make modifications with that. That's very, very possible. For those of you that are going through some kind of grief or a loss this year, there's this energy of resiliency and just a reminder that time heals. It doesn't get rid of the wound completely, right? It creates a beautiful scar. And then, you know, that scar becomes a story where we can share that story with others to potentially help them in some way, right? Or to help them to not feel so isolated or like they're doing it alone, right? Because you've been there, you've done it, you've got the scar to prove it. So there's a lot that could come through with that. What's interesting is alongside of this Black Swan energy that's coming through, twos are also working with nine energy for 2023. So not only are you working with a seven energy that we're all working with collectively, but you also have this undercurrent of nine energy that you're working with. So again, this brings about like working with others, like humanitarian energy. So again, sharing sort of your story that in your own way, whether that's through your art, whether that's through actually writing a book or being a motivational speaker or having a podcast or whatever, sharing your story in a way, or sharing the story of those beautiful scars in a way that can, like I said, help to uplift, inspire, and empower others. That's very, very possible this year that you may see things come about where you do the deep diving within yourself and you learn things about yourself, and then you're able to share those in a way, because nobody is going to have the same medicine that you have to share, right? Because nobody has had the exact same experiences that you've had. So your scars are unique, right? And so this nine energy this year could be asking you to really find ways to, again, like share your story, share that medicine in a way that is not sort of spreading victim mentality, where you're looking to keep yourself or others stuck. So just be mindful of your message, be mindful of what you're sharing, right? That it's not one like, oh, the world is out to get me. The universe is out to get me. I'm just a punching bag for the world type thing, because that's not an empowering message. That's a victim mentality sort of message. And so we want to, your job, especially as a two, is to move through those circumstances, find your way through it, heal those wounds, heal that scar, you know, let that scar heal, or let that wound heal and into a scar, And then share that message of empowerment, right? Like once you're on the other side of that trauma, of that experience, share that message in a way that is empowering, not keeping you or others stuck. That's also important. So be mindful of your message this year. If you're somebody who's at the point where you're ready to share those experiences, some of you, this is going to be the year where you're finding ways to heal those wounds, work through them, transmute that energy, right? So you're not quite at the stage of sharing just yet, and that's okay. But for those of you that have kind of moved through something and you feel like you've got a message to share, you feel like that experience was worth bringing out into the open for others, this can be the year to do that. So with this nine energy that you all are working with for 2023, again, endings could come about abruptly, or usually with nine energy, it's sort of like we see it coming. We know it's something that's coming to a close. A lot of times it's something that we have completed the process. We've taken the steps and we have completed the process for. So this could be like a graduation, or again, like getting your certificate, or completing some kind of healing, right? Or that wound finally healing and becoming a scar type thing. So it's the things that not necessarily like tower moments where things just come in and abruptly end, although that's always possible as well too. But this is more like we've moved through the steps and now it's time for completion. That's possible. Changes are also very possible with this energy. So anything that changes at this point, you know, pay attention to it and release what needs to be released and make space for what's next to come. Because after your nine energy, you move into one energy and then it's time for big new beginnings, right? So this can be a year for you all where there's changes and things coming to completion. You may not see things enter right away, right? The next chapter might not open up to you right away. It might be that you need some time with that sort of empty space before that void is filled, right? Before that space is replaced with something. So that's possible as well. So just move the energy the best that you can and know that if something leaves and is not immediately replaced, there's a reason for you having that open space. And it could be that you need that time to move through that loss, right? Whatever it is that's changed or that's moved out of your life. This can also be a year where the focus is meant to be on charity. So doing for others, sharing with others, helping to uplift, inspire, empower others. And that can be, again, through your time, through sharing your resources, through sharing your stories, whatever it comes in for you that feels aligned and not forced. Nine energy is meant to be ignited and shared from the heart space. So it's one of those where it's like if you're doing it out of obligation or to get recognition or the pat on the back or whatever, you're just not going to see the benefits of this energy. So it's really one of those things where it's like, it's got to stem from your why has to have integrity behind it, right? That's where you're going to see the most rewards from your contribution. So check your why. A lot of inspiration, new ideas, ways that you contribute to society could all come in for you this year. So pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to what people say to you. Pay attention to what you are saying repeatedly to other people. Pay attention to where your mind goes when you're daydreaming, when you're dreaming at night, whatever the case may be, whatever comes in for you, whatever inspiration, big ideas, points of passion, pay attention to that because there's something there for you to further explore that could like add to your, again, how you contribute, how you show up to society and the impact that that can make. So very beautiful energy. Nine energy is very beautiful energy. It's very spiritual energy. It's very connected to something bigger than ourselves, stepping into something bigger than ourselves in a big way. And so, but again, there has to be integrity behind it. So I would say this year is a big year for self-reflection, for going deep, for healing those wounds, and then sharing those stories, right? And checking your integrity behind the why that you do, you know, why is it that you do whatever it is that you're doing? If it's for something greater, something good, then you will see the benefits for that down the road. If it's something for more selfish, then you may struggle a little bit more this year, right? You may not see things come to fruition the way that you want them to come to fruition, because nine energy is a very selfless energy. So this year is going to ask you to sort of find your balance, right? Where you are maybe become more selfless in your contribution, in your how you show up to others. And again, continue to check the why. But then also, this year is going to ask you to do a lot of the self-reflection and going within and getting connected to something bigger than yourself, right? Or bigger than your ego. So this has a potential to be incredibly beautiful year for you all twos. And twos in general are very sensitive. So sensitive to energy, sensitive to others. So you may see that actually emphasized this year or more sort of concentrated. And so you may find that you need to sort of find better way, not better ways, but find what works for you to work with your emotions. Because we talked about that in the intro about this being a potentially a year where collectively we're going to hopefully take a closer look at ways to work with that energy in a more productive, positive way. So this could be a year where you really benefit from that as well. So I hope it is a beautiful year for you all twos. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.